The show that's so bad.
How bad can that be?
Even his wife won't listen to it.
No way. Way. No way. Way. No way. Way. Way.
You're locked into the Brody Nation Podcast.
It is episode number 32 of the Brody Nation Podcast. Welcome back in. I am Brody, your host. Disembodied voice. We will be here for me. What? You've never screwed up, Johnny?
Oh, you flubbed. You fucked up.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Dude, seriously, if I aired all of your flubs, all of your screw-ups, every single thing that you messed up on, do you realize how long that fucking show would be?
Yeah, shut the hell up, Johnny.
Yeah, you know what? On second thought, maybe it's a good thing that you don't talk too damn much.
Tom Brady.
Alex Rodriguez.
Your damn nerves get on my nerves.
Boston Red Sox. New York. Yankees. Boston.
Tom Brady.
Former Philly.
Jets GM. David Ortiz.
Step aside.
Tom Brady.
Rex we Ryan. Hear enough about you.
Tim Tebow.
It's time for some Midwestern bias.
Tom Brady.
So thinking of Midwestern bias this week, there was really only one thing that really came to mind for this week's show. No, it wasn't the Cardinals winning on some really kind of weird, fluky play in the World Series.
Over the third, it gets away. Alan Craig is going to come to the plate. Here's the throw. He is. The umpire making the call. They're going to say he's safe. There was interference at third base. Interference with Middlebrooks at third. And the home plate umpire plate, and you can see Jim Joyce saying obstruction as Craig was tripped coming down the line, and the Cardinals have won this game 5-4.
Although that is what a lot of people are talking about. Again, I try to make sure I'm talking about stuff that other people aren't going to be talking about. After all, the World Series has Boston involved, so you know that ESPN and all the other East Coast media are going to be all about a sport and gigantic fucking boners over it. But one thing that was very briefly mentioned this week, but kind of passed over as if it was a speed bump, was a certain diva douchebag wide receiver trying to make it seem like he was asking for a mea culpa. Greg Jennings, as you've heard being trashed multiple times during this show, and deservedly so, we all know what he said going into the season, basically talking shit about the Packers, talking shit about Aaron Rodgers.
You give respect when you get respect, correct?
Aaron Rodgers didn't give you respect?
Greg Jennings who?
And just being wrong on pretty much every freaking level.
When I came over here, meaning to Minnesota, I was kind of brainwashed.
In fact, he even spoke so much about stupid things and so stupidly, I should say, that even his coach told him to shut the hell up. And of course, the next day, he was still talking shit about the Packers, even then after his coach told him to shut up. Well, as a part of the lead up to this week's Packers-Vikings game, on a media conference call, Jennings basically said, yeah, I was kidding. I was joking. I loved playing there. I loved being a Packer. A lot of good memories. A lot of good stuff happened there. It was all just a joke. Really, douchebag? Do you honestly think that we're fucking stupid? You know, I gotta say, I kind of feel a little bit vindicated with regards to some of the points that I made at that point in time. I did say when Jennings was saying all the stupid shit that, well, maybe he was just trying to ingratiate himself to the team. Maybe he was just trying to get fans on his side. Think of it as a wrestling heel cutting a promo, okay? All he's trying to do is try to get fans to see his new point of view and that he's changed. So all of a sudden, he'll do something pointless, well, maybe not pointless, despicable, something that the fans will hate to make it seem like, ooh, I'm the bad guy around here. Consequently, when a wrestler turns into a face and becomes a good guy, he'll do the same thing. And that's exactly what Jennings did. He did some wrestling bullshit. Now, if you're a wrestling fan, don't worry. I watch it too, obviously, if in case you haven't noticed. But Jennings tries to make it seem like he's, like, genuine all the time. And all this goes to show is that he's completely full of shit. Let me translate exactly what Greg Jennings said.
And I quote,
probably took it a little too far. No, I was happy there. Obviously, there's things that go on throughout life that you wish would be different, but it is what it is. You have to roll with the punches. Obviously, on my end of it, I feel like there were a lot of things that were kind of manipulated to appear a lot worse than what I was intending for them to be. That's just as a player, you have to watch what you say, so you learn and you grow. So there's a couple ways to translate that. Translation number one, please don't hit me too hard during this game. I know you're pissed off about what I said, but can you try to forget them so that I don't get too hurt in this game? Translation number two, I was wrong about Rodgers. He's a really, really good quarterback, and I feel really, really sorry and regretful because we don't have a fucking quarterback who can get me the ball.
Translation number three.
I really regret leaving Green Bay. Can you guys take me back, please?
Translation number four.
You guys are doing really, really well, and we're not. So I'm hoping that you'll forget about all that stuff, because obviously I open my mouth and I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
So once again, I believe I called some of this beforehand. I mentioned that Jennings would probably eventually be unhappy in Minnesota. This is probably a sign that he's not happy. He's definitely not happy that he doesn't know who's going to throw him the ball from week to week. Oh, and yeah, he's not exactly having a great statistical season, considering that the ball gets tossed around to more receivers more frequently in Green Bay than it does in Minnesota. Yeah, there's a couple guys in the Packers who are already having bigger seasons than Jennings is. You know, I told Jennings to shut the hell up weeks and weeks and weeks ago. First of all, because it irritated the hell out of me. Second of all, because he was totally wrong and everything. But thirdly, I thought he was going to look like a fucking fool just for saying these things. And he already did even then, but he looks like even more of a fool now. He looks like a gigantic fucking idiot, which basically just means that we're going to have the last laugh over this.
Shut up. On a chance.
Would you please shut the hell up?
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Tired of this guy talking?
He's not telling you to shut up.
Shut up.
Great.
Shut up.
It's time for me, the Disembodied Voices Corner.
I tell other people to shut up.
Shut up.
I'll have my secretary call you and tell you to shut up.
So I went to one of the home improvement big box stores this week.
Oh, God.
And I had a little bit of trouble actually trying to find what I'm looking for. And then I had trouble trying to actually locate an employee to help me find what I was looking for.
Wait, you're trying to fix something?
Doorbells. You'd think they would be by the doors, right?
Duh.
No. Why are they next to the light fixtures? Does that make any sense?
Because you can't see them without the light?
No, but that's where I found them. Then I had to go get some bicycle hooks. You know, the kind that screw into a stud or 2x4 into your trussing.
You don't know anything about studs.
Bicycle hooks, used for storage. So you'd think they'd be next to the big sign that says storage. Why are they sitting next to the hammers and screwdrivers? The big box home improvement store layouts are about as easy to understand as a wiring diagram for the space shuttle. Nothing makes sense.
Hold on here. When have you ever looked at a wiring diagram for the space shuttle? In fact, when have you ever looked at anything specific for the space shuttle other than a launch on TV? Okay, just checking. Sorry, dude. I mean, you have a good point when it comes to, like, the layout of some of these stores. I gotta find shit for my house from time to time, and I've been known to wander and wander and wander, wander. Wonder
where the fuck is anything?
Pretty much muttering those kinds of things to myself the whole time, so I get that. But a space shuttle? Dude, even Johnny Doe is kind of laughing his ass off, but he's not laughing at you because that was funny. Never mind. If I have to explain, it's just not gonna work. So that'll do it for this week's show. Big thanks going out to the Disembodied Voice. Little thanks going out to Johnny Doe for doing absolutely nothing. I am Brody, and we are all getting on out of here. But before we do get on out of here, just remember, wrap it up. Keep it wrapped up. What's it? Once again, if I have to explain, see ya!
I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule.